Hello.
Hey, Ty, Gail at Local Splash. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yes, so,
calling back, are you able to talk for a couple minutes? You should all set up.
I just finished. I'm heading home. I'll be home in about, let me see. Matter of fact, okay, let's try to do it now while I'm here, while I'm sitting
all
in the
right.
Car.
You got it. That's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
You grab a couple screens here. Get, there we go. All right. So, I've got to gather some info from you, so I'm going to double and triple check a couple things. Let me get over here. There we go. Now it's looking good. All right. So is Ty short for something? Ty?
Tyrone. T-Y-R-O-N-E.
All right. T-Y-R-O-N-E. And your last name, Fennix, F-E-N-N-I-C-K-S, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. And I'm going to put in, you do prefer to be called Ty, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I will make a note of that. And then, is it going to appear on your credit card as Tyrone Fennix?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit the copy button instead of the paste button. That works much better. And then I've got your number as 727-563-6638. I've also got that as your cell number and your business line. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Want that in here for those folks. Okay, and then I've got your email address, tfenix@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right, awesome. And do you happen to have access to that email at the moment?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm going to send you two emails. Both are just informational for now. Just need to know if they make it to you. So the first one is about our dashboard and analytics. So we'll get you a login. You'll be able to log into that dashboard anytime, and you'll be able to see what keywords we've got you listed for, how many clicks and calls you're getting, upload photos for us, lots of things you'll be able to do in there. And then let me just update your price here. So the other email that I'm going to send you is the exact price and package that I quoted you. And I want to put in there that I waived that setup fee for you too. And I want you to have all of that in writing as I promised.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So that one is on its way to you also. And then just let me know if they made it.
All right, let me
check. We'll find
okay. I see one just now came in.
Fantastic. All right, now I'm going to blow your phone up with some text messages. I'm going to send you three, and like a bad ex-girlfriend, right? So the first one is my direct contact info. I want you to have that in your phone. I'm the lead on your account, so anytime you need anything, if you can't reach someone, you let me know and I'll take care of you. And then the next one is our customer service line. I want you to have them in your phone too. And then the third one is a short YouTube video tutorial on our dashboard and analytics. So that one is also on the way. All right. And then, so company name, I've got Judah's, J-U-D-A-H, apostrophe S, lawn care service. Is that right so far?
Yes.
All right. And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that tie?
It's actually Judah's Lawn Care Services and More. And that's it.
Oh. And is Ann spelled out?
No.
Okay, so it's the symbol. Gotcha. Glad you said that.
Yes, sir.
And More. And then I've got you at 5631 Lynn Lake Drive South, Unit A.
Now, with that, I did move.
Okay. No, please.
Okay.
So let's go ahead. We'll put in your new address. I'm ready when you are.
It's 1516 Climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a quick question. Because I moved to another city. Would that affect the business being because my business is in a different city than I live in.
Gotcha. Okay. So I take it the business is in St. Petersburg?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So for this part, let's leave it as the St. Petersburg address. I assume that's where you want your work to stay.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to start working where I'm at.
No worries. So what we'll do, there are actually two different sections to what we'll be filling in. One is how the business should appear when we list it on Google, and then the other is billing. So if billing is your home address, we can use that separately over there, and it won't affect anything else.
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect. All right, so, and I just wiped out that other address, so I'll have you.
Okay.
I'm ready. It was Lynn, I don't remember. You have to read the whole thing to me.
5631 Lynn Lake Drive, South.
Ah, perfect. There it is. And it was Unit A, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. All right. Got it. And the zip is 33712?
Yes.
Okay. And then we need to do a website, but I need your original website address. Let me go grab it here. I know I've got it in my notes. Okay, drop something in here for my text. And then while I'm checking on this, I'm grabbing that and doing my copy and paste. If I could have you look at your calendar, what I need to do is I need to book an hour. The call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but this will be our onboarding call, and you don't need to be in front of a computer for it. But we should do it as early as it is convenient for you. So if you've got something tomorrow, would be wonderful. It kind of kicks everything off.
I'm available tomorrow.
All right, super. Let me put one more note here real quick. Okay. So we've got for tomorrow, let me see. So I'm going to give you times in your time zone. So I've got 11, noon, 1, 2, 4, 5.
11 and 2.
11, perfect. All right, let me set that calendar appointment up. Okay. Take me just a minute to get it in there, and then I'll let you know. I'll have another email headed your direction.
All right.
Well, Ty, I hope you're excited. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I could use a boost business.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see you there.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm glad we got you in at the prices we did. I'm glad we got you what you could afford.
Yeah, that was actually really good. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
It's tough sometimes trying to take advantage of some of these offers being a small business,
Well, there are so many things you could spend money on. I mean, I know, and even, you think business cards should be cheap, and then you go to order them, and it's like, man.
Yeah.
And then the service I use for business cards and things like that, they always tell you, oh, well, you should also have a business card holder, and you should have flyers.
Yep.
Nah, this will be good for you, though. We'll get business rolling in, and then you can go do some of that other stuff you want to catch up on.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right, so I just sent another email your way. This one, the subject line is going to start Local Squash CIE. That's a calendar appointment. And if you could, when that one comes through, open it up. There should be a yes, no, maybe options. If you go ahead and hit the yes, that'll hold your appointment with our tech.
All right.
And they'll call you at that time. Yes. And it starts with Local Splash CIE and then a bunch of internal coding that follows that.
Do I have to actually click on the attachment or?
Nope, you should just be able to click the yes option.
Okay.
And it may not even go anywhere. That's okay. It should still automatically send that back and confirm with them.
Okay, I clicked on it.
Awesome.
But I don't see.
Let me go see if it took it over on this end. No, it's not quite back to me yet.
Okay.
Sometimes that'll take a minute to update, though. Were you able to find the yes button on there?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Then it should be all right. We'll give it a minute to see if it updates.
When I click on it, it says event not found.
Oh, well, that's strange. All right. Let me see what it does on my end. What calendar program do you use, Kai?
I'm not sure, honestly. It's whatever's on my phone. I have an Android phone.
Okay, it's probably Google.
I think it's really Google. Weird. Yeah, Google.
Really weird. Let me go in here and see. Tell you what, I'm going to take you out of that meeting, and I'm going to put you back in. And let's see if it'll resend it to you and behave this way. So what did you see when you opened that email? What did it look like?
It says you have been invited to the following event, Local Splash C-I-E-N-G, then it has my number, my name,
okay.
Friday, June 10th. It says 8 a.m. To 9 a.m.
Okay, I know what's up then. So it's actually 8 o'clock our time, but your time is going to be 11 o'clock. So I know what happened. Somehow your calendar doesn't have your time zone on it, or it doesn't recognize mine. So no sweat. I'm going to make a note here. I'm going to call it confirmed. And then just so that our folks know, there we go. One extra little note. All right. All right, perfect. So I just put a note in there for them that you did verbally confirm for me that you'll make that meeting tomorrow, but that it wouldn't let you accept it, basically, in the system, so that they know that you are confirmed then.
Okay.
So I don't want them to give your slot away. All right. And then we're going to dig into all of your services. So we're going to say lawn care, of course. Well, let's put you under, let's say lawn care. And you do residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to list those out separately. So residential lawn care, commercial lawn care, contracted lawn care. And you stop me if I hit any that don't apply. And if you think of any as I'm going, go ahead and throw them in.
Okay.
So far, I better say mowing, straight up mowing. Edging.
Yep.
Okay. So I've got lawn care, residential lawn care, commercial lawn care, contracted lawn care, mowing, edging. What about weed eating? Perfect. Okay. What about leaf cleanup or fall cleanup?
Leaf cleanup, mulch.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Sod.
Mm-hmm. So sod, should we say sod installation?
Yep.
Sod installation. Okay. All right.
Pressure washing.
That's right.
And dump rental.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the last one?
Dump trailer rental.
Gotcha. Oh, nice. Hey, on that note, do you have an app or I'm thinking like Airbnb, but for rentals. There's one out there that, so you rent out your dump trailer, right?
Right.
So there's, I don't know what it's called, I just know that it exists. There's a site, my daughter uses one called Turo, it's T-U-R-O. That one is, she rents out her car when she's not using it. And there's something like that for equipment too. I just cannot think of the name. You might want to check into that.
I'll have to look into that. That sounds cool.
A few extra bucks, exactly.
Right.
But I'm going to list it on here though. But it's pretty cool. She makes some serious extra cash renting out her car when she knows it's not going to be in use. So okay. Cool. So a little side note for you there, full of useless information I am. All right. So, and along with pressure washing, I'm going to break it out and say deck washing falls under the same, it's the same thing, but people might search a different way. Patio washing. What about, and I don't know if it's appropriate. I'm thinking like pressure washing a swimming pool, but I'm afraid if we list it, they're going to think that you do full-on pool cleaning, and you, is that something?
I could do, like, the decks or the pavers.
There we go. Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll leave pool references off. You also do tree trimming, right, Ty?
Yes, light tree trimming, not major, but I think if you put light tree trimming, that might be okay.
Perfect, got it. And hedge and bush trimming.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Trying to think of anything else we might have missed.
We got leaf, mulch, sod, lawn maintenance. Clean out. that includes Burke-Bacon Homes.
Oh, okay. How do we want to say that? I'll say clean out, but...
Or vacant home clean out?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. We've got a bunch. If you think of any that we missed between now and your onboarding call tomorrow, jot them down or just remember them. You can give them to our tech when you sit down with them tomorrow. And we'll make sure we get them in there. And two, if you don't think of it by then and, 2 weeks down the road, you go, oh, man, I should have added whatever. Just let us know. We can add it in now, too.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then let me grab, if I remember right, I don't think we got that far. Do you have a Facebook page, Ty?
I do, but I'm not on it like that.
Okay.
I don't, I'm not really a social media person, so I'm bad with trying to get it. I do have a business page, though.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Is it under Judah's?
Why?
I think I actually found it yesterday. No, I didn't. Well,
I know we looked a little quick.
Let me double check. Bingo.
So you found it?
I found it. Yes, I did.
You're pretty good.
Perfect. I Google food for a living.
Good stuff.
I'm glad I found that. It turns out I just didn't scroll far enough yesterday. It was actually just down a little ways. So, perfect.
Good.
And let's see. So, I'm going to put that you do want us to do a website, and I will let you hash out with our tech how deeply to go. If we end up completely rebuilding it in the image that you want, or if we can just redo parts of what you already have. It may end up being just easier if we wipe it out and rebuild it exactly the way you want it. I remember you mentioned there were some parts you weren't real happy with.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. The thing with that, it's kind of tight. It puts me in a tight spot because I recently just paid the guy like $600 to make that website.
Darn it.
It's been up for like a month or two.
Okay. Well, good news is you won't have to pay him anymore. We'll do those as we go for you.
Okay.
So, couldn't save you that money, but we saved you money going forward. So.
Right. All right.
And then two items, totally optional. They are included, meaning they won't cost you anything extra, but up to you if you want it or not. So the first one is call tracking, and that is where we install on your website a tool that we can track how many clicks and calls you're getting so we can report that back to you. Is that something that you want?
Yeah, that's good, yeah, because that'll let you know what's going on.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you, I'm telling them that yes, you want it, and I'm sending you an info link on it so that you can go look at that some more if you'd like. And then the other item is our Splash app. Now, we just rolled this out, I'm going to say it's about 4 weeks ago now, so it is still in beta phase. But it's an app that you download from the Play Store, and you can make and receive calls to it. You can also use it so that people don't have to know what your personal cell phone number is. The other cool thing that you can do in there is you can record calls if you want to. Totally optional.
Okay. And you said there's no extra fee?
No extra fee.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Awesome. I always recommend it. Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Perfect. I always recommend it. I figure, you know, if you don't like it, once you get in there, you don't have to use it. You can uninstall it, but this way you get
right.
access to it.
Right.
And I just sent you an info link on that also. And you bet. I know I'm flooding you with information.
You are, but yeah. You're pretty cool, Miss Gail. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you. I appreciate your business and your trust. I truly do.
Of course.
I enjoy being able to help our small businesses. It truly makes my day. I love my job.
That's good. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. It's definitely good.
Thank you.
You made my life.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. You helped my small business. So yes. That's
good. You just made my day, Ty. You really did.
I had a rough
morning this morning, so you really, that made
my
day.
Man.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, hey, you made my day. One hand washes the other, Miss Gail. That's how we do it.
That's how it works, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's how it works.
Cool. Now, Ty, do you prefer phone, text, or email, one over the other, or are all three okay?
Email is all right if it's like has to be, but that's probably a little harder for me to keep tabs on.
Okay, so we'll say text and phone then.
Okay.
Sound good? Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and then let's see here. We needed to do. Oh, you've got your Google Business profile already. Perfect, perfect. Okay. That all looks good. I'm going to do one more quick scan through here, make sure I got everything and that I don't have any typos. They're one of my biggest pet peeves. That looks good. All right. Drop some notes in here for those folks. All right. We're getting close, Ty.
Okay.
So, are you headed back home after this job then, or you got another one to head to?
No, I'm going home. I got an early day today. Early day today, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Good. Well, it is Friday Eve after all, so hey,
right.
I'm sure you deserve some time off.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to set up your subscription, and I've got that at $149 and no setup fee. As soon as my computer is done thinking, there we go. Maybe it needs some of my Red Bull.
Uh-oh. Long days. Some of the guys that work with me, they have their Red Bulls too every now and then.
I kind of sip at mine throughout the day. I don't usually guzzle them down. It's just a, you know, it's like a caffeine IV,
yeah.
I guess. All right, and I'm ready for credit card info. So I've got Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E. Fennix, F-E-N-N-I-C-K-S. And is the company on there, Ty? Or company name, I should say? Or just your name?
No. Just my name.
Your name. Got it. And then phone number attached to the card, 727.
Yep.
Okay.
563-6638.
Yes, perfect. And then 5631 Lynn Lake Drive South. Is that the address, or is it the other one?
For the billing, it would be the 1516.
1516. And remind me that street name again, hon.
Climbing Dayflower Drive.
And is Dayflower all one word?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And that's also St. Pete?
That is Ruskin.
Oh, boy. L-U-S-K-I-N.
Yeah. All right. R is in Randy. U is in Umbrella. S is in Sky. K is in Kite. I is in I. And N is in Nancy. Ruskin.
Perfect. Ruskin. All right. And what's the zip code there?
33570.
Perfect. And is there a unit number or anything? Or is that...
No, it's a house.
Okay, super. And then Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It is a Visa.
Right. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are, and I'll read back each four as you give them to me, make sure I get them right.
Okay, 4037.
4037.
6600.
6600.
7573.
7573.
3865.
3865. All right. And what's the expiration time?
1126.
Right. And what is that security code, please?
950.
All right. Let me update that, and then I will send that through. Yay. I like the address I put in.
That's a good thing.
It is.
That's always good. Yeah.
It balked at me yesterday. I put in a comma, I think, somewhere, and it yelled at me. It didn't like commas. So now I always wait for it to yell at me when it goes through. All right. So I'm sending that through for 149, and
okay. You
should have another email on the way to you. This one, the subject line will be local splash initial invoice. And while we wait for that one to come through, I'm going to do the voice verification with you. So when that email reaches you, there should be, I believe it says accept. I think it's an accept button. If you could hit that, and then it should ask you to type your name as it appears in the box. It's a digital signature. So let me know when that makes it. And so we'll do that voice verification. So this will outline the service agreement with Local Splash and explain what our duties are. And, of course, it's an added form of protection for you. It does get recorded, and it's attached to your account. So there are a couple of places where I'll ask you questions or wait for you to answer back. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Judas Lawn Care Services and More.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Tyrone Fenix, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement with Local Splash? Or I should say, I'm sorry, on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term account setup fee is waived, are charged on today's date, June 9th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $149. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 9th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after August 9th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Just to make sure, you said...
Yes.
You said if I had to cancel...
Yes, we just need 3... You bet. We just need 3 business days before your next billing. Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And then did that email make it to you, Ty?
Yes, I got several themes.
It'll be the last one, I hope. And it's
Welcome to Vocal
Splash. That might be it. Or is there one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yes, I received that one, yes.
Awesome. If you go in there and hit that accept button, that's a repeat of what I just read to you. We do by voice and in writing.
Okay. So click here to accept subscription terms. That one.
Yes, please. You got it. And then once you get that done, it'll take you to a login screen, and that says that you're in the right spot. I mean, it won't say that, but that's what it tells me.
So it's saying sign, so I just type in my name?
Yep, just as it appears there. Yep. So it should be Tyrone Fenix spelled out. Just for giggles, I'm going to look at that calendar. No, it still didn't take it. The silly thing.
All right, now it's asking, it showed me like a sign-in page.
Perfect. That says that you're in the right spot. So tomorrow when you do that onboarding call at 11, that they'll give you the login for that. That gets you into your dashboard.
Okay.
And with that, Ty, you're all set. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And truly, welcome to the family. I'm happy to have you on board. And if you need anything, what was that?
I was just going to say I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. All right. And then just a reminder to make sure you make that call tomorrow. And just as a professional courtesy, if something comes up and you can't make it, just let us know. We're happy to reschedule.
Okay. Now, this, like, I can send out Google review requests to, like, customers and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, what I would recommend, they'll give that tool to you here in the next few days. I would recommend sending out to anyone that you've done business with in the past. That doesn't have to be from today forward. You can reach back. That'll give you an instant boost, which is, you know, I mean, might as well, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you very much, Ms. Gill. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate your business and your trust. Thank you, Ty. You have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.